Good evening. This is Don Stone, pastor of the Helotes Independent Baptist Church, and I'm here to share the Word of God with you today, and I do trust that I can be a blessing and a help to you as I bring the message that the Lord has given. I'll be speaking to you today on the subject of how will you get away from God. We'll find our text in the 139th Psalm, and we'll be reading from verse 7 on through verse 12 of this particular opportunity. Now let me read for you from the 139th Psalm, beginning with verse 7, reading on through verse 12. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. And my, what a tremendous passage that we've been privileged to read here today. This is one of the most searching passages in the Bible. How can we get away from God? Where can we go? Well, we ultimately have to come to this conclusion that there is just literally nowhere to flee away from God and to hide from God. In fact, in the book of Revelation, we're told at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he comes back to earth and rightfully takes his place as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and rules from the throne of his father David in the city of Jerusalem. At his coming, the folks who saw him crucified, and we understand that they that have were present around the cross have died off, but still every person that has drawn breath on planet earth is accountable for the blood of Jesus Christ and responsible to answer for a tremendous, glorious salvation that God has provided. And so I want to just look into this matter today and see how searching a passage this really is and what it means. When we think about how will we get away from God, it's a valid question. It's one of the most revealing passages in the Bible because it makes us aware of the fact that there's just not anywhere that God is not. I mean, regardless of whether you go to heaven or hell or to an island that is remote out in the sea, God is still there. And you can go so far as you can go in this vast universe, and you'll never get away from the presence of God. So we see this passage is not only searching, but it is the most revealing passage, one of the most revealing passages in the Bible. It does present God in an understandable manner, so that we can grasp the truth that God is, that he sees, he knows, he's there. Therefore, we're going to give a proper and appropriate account of ourselves to him. And we understand that. It's clearly presented. There's not left any question to any mind but what God is going to bring them to task. And they'll have to give an account of themselves before God. Now, let me deal with the message itself. First of all, psychologically, you can't get God out of your life. In verses 15 through 18, and we'll not read that, but I'll just remind you that David, the psalmist, points out that before he was ever born, even when his substance was hid from view, and he was made in the secret places and the curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, there he said, God, you saw my substance. yet being unperfect. And in thy book were all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Before that little person began to take shape, God already knew about him. God had already seen him. And he said, you knew this about me. Do you realize today that even though those little members were not yet perfect and not yet matured to the place that they were discernible, that God knew every member and had them written down in a book? Do you see how that it is impossible for you from a psychological standpoint to eliminate God out of your life? You just cannot do it. Now, you might want to think yourself clear of the things of God. I've run across some atheists in my life, in my ministry. And they think that they have found them great answers, that they've been set free. But the truth is that they're in bondage. They're in bondage to their ignorance. They're in bondage to their darkness and the darkness of their minds. And the only thing that can set free is the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. David said, my substance was not hid. While unperfect, it was seen and known by God. All of the members written in a book. Now, it might be that there were some members that were missing, and yet the Lord would have that recorded in the book. It was rather a sad thing in one way to hear the account of it, but a few weeks ago there was a news account came out that a little girl was born without eyes. Do you think that God was taken by surprise? That God did not know that? That all of those members were written in a book? All of the members that she had and those that were missing were certainly not a surprise to God. There's an interesting story told in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21 and verse 20. We all remember the story of Goliath and how that David went out to meet this giant from Gath. And he was a man of war from his youth and a very capable warrior. And yet David, as just a lad, took this man's life because he went to meet that giant in the name of the Lord God of Israel. But that giant came to him with a sword, a spear, and a shield. Well, in this giant's life, there was a child born, a son of Goliath. And on each hand he had six fingers, and on each foot he had six toes. Well, do you think this was, again, a surprise to God? Certainly not, because all of the members were written in a book. I want you to know, and I'm hoping you see, realize that you just cannot thank God out of existence and out of your life. This is all known before they were ever fashioned in verse 17 of that particular psalm. How precious are also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. And so God was well aware of this. Even the members were known. And then the thoughts are known. You cannot thank God out of your existence. And the second thing, you cannot keep God from crossing your path. In verses 1 through 6, we're told that God searched this man. We're told that he made that particular movement. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, there was a woman of Samaria, and the Bible said Jesus must needs go through Samaria. She could not keep that crossing of paths, and you cannot keep God from crossing your path. David said, he searched me and he knew me. He knows when you're down and he knows when you're up. God is not taken by surprise. You can't think without God knowing what you're thinking. Many pursue knowledge, but this is tremendous knowledge. their intent in studying is to disprove God. But it will not work. There was a fellow named Sir William Ramsay. He just couldn't believe the Bible. He read the life of Paul. And he thought, I'll make that same trip. And I'll prove that that man did not stop in all those places. And he did not do all that he said. Well, as the story goes, he went and made the trip, following in the pathway of the Apostle Paul. And he started out an unbeliever. When he got back home, he was soundly a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ because he found out that Paul had gone to those places, they existed, and his knowledge proved to be contrary to what he wanted. He wanted to disprove God, but he proved God. God knows your abilities and your inabilities. In verse 3, Thou compassest my path and my lying down and my and art acquainted with all my ways. In other words, God knows your abilities and your inabilities today. There is nowhere to hide from Him. Verses 7 on through 12. If you could reach heaven, God is there. If you conclude life without Jesus Christ and go to hell, God is there. In verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And you would immediately shudder and think, well, how could God go through the fire? The fire will have no effect upon God. It'll have a tremendous effect upon unbelievers. And they will have to deal with the pain and the anguish and the agony of the separation from God eternally. But God will be there in the sense that He maintains that place. It's there by His design. If you were to take that remote island in the sea, or even uninhabited by man, God is still there. There's not a darkness so dark to hide from God, because the darkness and the light are both alike to Him. And even in the mother's womb, God was there. In verse 13, For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Oh, I want you to know that the question is posed, how are you going to get away from God? God will search your heart in verses 23 and 24 of our text. Listen to these words. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. He'll search to reveal, and in revealing, He'll help you if you'll allow Him. You can't get away from God.